Well, we believe that in the long term, polar bears are in trouble because of the projected changes in the sea ice resulting from global warming. Polar bears are entirely dependent on the surface of the sea ice to capture their prey, which are principally ringed seals and bearded seals. And as the sea ice area declines and as it's gone for longer periods of time, that, in essence, is a decline in the carrying capacity of the environment for polar bears.
Now, how much have polar bear populations declined?
We only have really good information on the trend in numbers for just a couple of populations. The best known are the ones in the southern Beaufort Sea of Alaska and the western Hudson Bay of Canada. And there we've documented that the populations are apparently declining now and suggests that they will be continuing to decline in the future.
I'm wondering, can we, regular everyday folks, do anything to help the polar bears?
Well, our studies were pretty conclusive that greenhouse gas contributions were the principal threat to polar bears. This was recently reaffirmed in the latest meeting of the polar bear specialists that met in Copenhagen. And so if you take that to heart, you can say, what is my responsibility as an individual to do what I can to reduce my greenhouse gas footprint? And I think that's where it really starts, is people taking individual responsibility for the way that they live. And, of course, it goes beyond greenhouse gases. It's, what is our total footprint on the environment in terms of the amount of pollutants, the amount of waste that we create, whatever. Each individual has a certain amount of responsibility to monitor their impact on the environment in that way.
You know, down here in the lower 48, I've only seen polar bears in a zoo, animated ones in Coca-Cola commercials. There's a little bit of a disconnect. You have written dozens and dozens of scientific papers about the polar bear. I'm wondering why you think we should care about them, and why do you care about polar bears?
Yeah, I've been studying polar bears for 28 years, and the studies involve going out over the sea ice with a helicopter, searching for bears. And after doing that for 28 years, I can still say that every field season, the first polar bear we see, it's this, wow, there's a real wild polar bear. They're just magic creatures, and I don't know that I can put my finger on exactly why I'm so impressed with polar bears. Technically, it's their ability to survive in this harsh environment and their great beauty as they move across that harsh environment. And as a scientist, my role is to try and collect the information, the technical information, that will allow managers and policymakers to make the best decisions possible regarding the future of the polar bear.
Stephen Amstrup is the senior polar bear scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.
I'm Lester Graham.